You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Rugby League podcast. We're looking ahead to the next round of fixtures in the Super League. My name is Mark Walton and joining me once again is Mark Wilson. How are you, Mark?
Hi, good mate. Good. Looking forward to another busy weekend of Rugby League.
Yes, you were at the Magic Weekend last weekend, so let's start with a quick chat about that. It must have been pretty good to be there.
Yeah, fantastic record crowd. Really good atmosphere. You know, it was really enjoyable. Some great games as well, always helps. And we had a few winning. We started off very well. The Kevin Brown bet went well. A little bit downhill after that. But hey, I think we wiped our nose, so to speak. We held our own, I think.
Yeah. And the two teams, two of the teams that impressed at the Magic Weekend is the first game we look at. It's Widnes against Hull on Thursday evening, an 8 p.m. kickoff there. Widnes are 8-11, the draw 18-1. Hull FC are 11-10. Widnes -2 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1, and Hull FC plus those 2 points is 10-11. Two of the form sides in Super League here, Mark.
Yeah, you know, and all eyes will always be drawn to Widnes when they play at home on their artificial surface. You know, they're a good side. Kevin Brown's named in the 19-man squad. That's always the first tick list. If ever you're going to back Widnes, is Brown playing? That always adds to it a little bit. But what I would say is that Hull have actually got a decent record against Widnes. I think they won the last three head-to-head meetings, including a big, big win by 56-6 on the artificial surface last year. So I think that Hull here are probably a little bit disrespected by the 11-10. I think this should be a pick'em at the very least. And I think 11-10 on Hull could well be a good starting point. They are a team very much in form at the moment. I know the Vikings played very well last week, but there's still always that element. If Brown's not quite on his game, can Widnes win? And I'm still not so sure they can.
Yeah, you mentioned in there the artificial surface as well, and how well Widnes do there. Only Saints have beat them this year. So, but then again, you did mention the big win for Hull FC at Widnes last season. But prior to that, Hull FC had struggled on the road at Widnes. So, how much does this artificial pitch play a part, do you think?
I'm not so sure it does now. You know, I mean, it's like they've been playing on it for a few years. You know, they all know what it's about. I think it probably affects teams afterwards, or it maybe in the selection of players, but Hull are not in a position in the league table where they can be picking and choosing who plays and who doesn't play. They've got to go with their strongest 13 or strongest 17, and I think that's what they'll do tonight. And I think that's a big, big incentive to be having an interest in Hull this evening.
Okay, leading towards Hull then, what kind of margin would you see here? Because we've got one of the headline offers, Hull FC to win by 1-10 points. That's 3-1. Do you think it'll be that tight?
It could be. What I'm more inclined to do is this bet that we've spoken about before, the match betting on both teams to score 20 or more points. I think this could be a real open affair. We saw in a one-sided game last week, Hull FC absolutely battered Hull KR, but Hull KR I think still got 16 points on the board or thereabouts. So they do concede Hull, and I think Hull at 9-2 to win and both teams to score 20 or more points is a cracking bet. And it'd also go, if you want to back Widnes, you know, 7-2 on them to win and both teams to score 20 or more points. The value is unbelievable. Games at Widnes, generally pretty high-scoring affairs. I think this will be a real open game. I mean, the weather at the minute in the north of England is really nice. It could be a real fast, open game tonight. I think there'll be points aplenty in this one. So that straight away, I take the 1-10 out of it. It could be anything. I think get on the both teams to score 20 or more points and nail your colours to the mast. Which one are you going to pick?
Yeah. On average, games at Widnes this season have had about 53 points per match.
Yeah.
So there are going to be points here.
Yeah, there will be points, you know, and both all of a sudden they've started to find their attacking. They really struggled. You know, some people call them dull FC because they're defensively very good, but they never really created anything. But I think that's changed. I think there's been a real noticeable change. Jordan Rankin, at fullback, we put him up to score last week and he did score. I think you've got to be looking towards him. He's a real attacking threat now for Hull FC. If you're looking at try scorers, Patrick Arvan more often than not delivers. Even money for him, he delivered again last week. Joe Meller at a bigger price, 2-1. I did back him last week. I was gutted. A couple of breaks I made down the middle. They didn't pass it to him. I could have cried. But 2-1 for Joe Miller. For Hull FC, Fatuli Talanoa is in great form. Hat trick at the Magic Weekend. Even money for him. I mentioned Jordan Rankin. We backed him last week. 11-8 on him as well. So there's some decent prices. I'd be looking at players who can support up the middle. There'll be a lot of line breaks tonight. That immediately makes me think of the likes of Joe Miller. And Jordan Rankin would probably be my two outright picks there.
Okay, what do you make of Kevin Brown? 5-4 in there to score any time. Scored a hat trick last weekend, of course.
Yeah, it is, and you can see why. You can see why he is interesting. He was 4-1 last week for Miller. I'm actually 7-2 tonight. I like it. I like Brown. And I think again, if Widnes are going to win, Brown's going to have to go very close to being the man of the match. And I'm a little speculative player. Assuming he plays, and Leon Price, generally when the big games are on, he plays really, really well. He's 13-8 to score any time tonight. 16-1 to score the first try. I think he registered first against Leeds earlier in the season. He's very much a big game player, Leon. So when the big games come around or it's on the telly, you generally allow him to go close. I think 16-1 for him to score first tonight could well be worth a nibble.
Yeah, 6-1 to get man of the match as well for anybody who's interested in that. What will be your best bet in the opening game of this weekend?
I am going to go for both teams to score over 20 points and Hull to win. I think 9-2 is an outrageous price. And I think similarly, again, if you're going to back Widnes, take the 7-2. But I'm going to go 9-2. And as a little saver, I'm going to back Arvan to score even money. I think one of them two will land. So at least you should get your brass back.
On to Friday evening's action then. Warrington take on the Catalan Dragons. Warrington are 2-9. The draw 25-1. And Catalan are 3-1. It's Warrington minus 12 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1. And Catalan plus those 12 points is also 10-11. Crucial in the bid for the top four. This one is Warrington sit fifth and Catalan are seventh. Crucially though here, Catalan are without Todd Carney and Willy Tonga. And their record without Carney in particular, he's not very good, so is that a key factor here?
Yeah, I think it is. If you're looking at the outrights, definitely. I couldn't be looking at Catalan, who got that draw against Huddersfield, but for the opening 40 minutes of the Magic Weekend, they were absolutely awful. They were probably the worst team we saw out of the whole 12, and that includes Wakefield. In that first 40, they offered nothing. Second half, they had a real go, and don't underestimate what a big game that was for Warrington against Saints last week. How they back up from that will be very interesting as well, just purely because it was a very physical game. St Helens have got a big pack of forwards and played in warm conditions. Warrington just pipped there. So it's all about the result tonight rather than the performance or any margin of victory. They won't want to face Catalan tonight, who, yeah, they're missing Carney, but they'll still bring a big physical pack, and that'll be a problem for me, for Warrington, who've I think they're struggling at the moment badly. Their form is very up and down, and I actually think Catalan on the handicap could be a squeak in this one. I really do.
All right, well, Catalan plus 12 is 10-11. Sorry, as we mentioned, I was kind of leaning the other way. I was leaning towards Warrington. I know you've said on the handicap, but they're very strong at home, aren't they? And the fact that Catalan have got players missing and they've travelled an awful lot in recent weeks, I just wonder if it might catch up with them.
No, it might do. You might be right. But I think what showed last week, travelling again to the north of England, to Newcastle, 16-0 down they were against the Giants. They should have won that game. They'll be bitterly disappointed they didn't win it. But I get what you're saying about the travelling. And don't get me wrong, I've seen Catalan put in some absolutely stinking performances on the road. Absolutely stinking. But I think this is a match-up tonight, on Friday, actually suits them. I think they'd like to go there, be physical. And I think if it is a physical game, then I actually think plus 12 is a big price. I'm not saying Warrington don't win the game, but at 2-9, they've thrown in a couple of shockers at home this season. I won't be rushing in on that, I'll be honest.
Okay. Anything else stand out to you in the markets there?
Yeah, I think if you're looking down the try scorers, the thing about Warrington is the top five are all odds on to score any time. That takes you down to Richie Myler, who's 6-5. Ben Curry is having a wow of a season, being really talked up as a potential England player, the Warrington lad. He's 2-1 to score any time. I might be looking at Daryl Clark at 2-1 as well as a potential anytime scorer. He might find that the big Catalan forwards in front of him tire late on in the game, and he might just get a little bit of space in which to operate. So 2-1 on those two to score any time. could well be worth a play. I'm looking down at the Dragons team, and a couple of lads down there at 2-1. Pellissier, he scored last weekend. Scott Giroux, 2-1 anytime, scored last weekend. But if we're going on form horses, you've got to look at Zeb Tye. If he plays 13-8 anytime, he is one of the standout players this season. Been linked with a potential Man of Steel award. That's how well he's playing, Zeb Tye. He's a big beast, plays out wide. And I think 13-8 on him to score is a play. I think if my cap to land bet is to land on +12, I think this could be quite a low-scoring game, you know. So I'll be maybe looking when the points line goes live. Unders on the points, definitely.
Okay, so low-scoring, physical game, you expect that there. Who's going to stand out in the man of the match market there for?
In the man of the match, I think if you're looking a potential win for either side, I think you've got to be looking. It's going to be I think this is going to be forward dominated. So I think you've got to be looking at the forwards. Ben Westwood for Warrington, 20-1. It's a big price, but someone's going to have to really lay a marker down here. And he's a big price at 20-1. We mentioned Ben Curry. He's 18-1. If you're looking from a Catalan perspective, maybe Ian Henderson at 33-20. Plays at hooker. He's a very aggressive, feisty character. And if Catalan are going to do anything, then it might well revolve around him. And he'll have more of a role, particularly with no Todd Carney, as you said earlier.
Yeah. What would be your best bet in there, then?
In there, I would be looking at Zeb Tye anytime for Catalan at 13-8. And I'll play Ben Curry anytime at 2-1 for the Warrington Wolves. I think if you made me have a bet on the outright, I couldn't back Warrington the 2 short, but I could back Warrington 1-12 at 15-8.
Okay, plenty of other games in the Super League this weekend as well. Those are the two televised ones. Any of the other fixtures stand out to you? Any bets you're keen to put up?
Yeah, I like Castleford tomorrow at Hull Kingston Rovers. Hull KR a little bit short on form at the moment. Castleford had a good win at the Magic Week. And yeah, it was against Wakefield, who at the minute are easy beats for everyone, it seems. But I'd be looking at Castleford at even money to win that game. I think that one will be a high-scoring affair. So certainly be looking at Castleford. I think they're +2 on the handicap as well. I think that's an outrageous price. They won well there last season. And we saw Hull KR, well, they really do need to bounce back after what was a shocker last weekend. Kieran Dixon, even money anytime for Hull Kingston Rovers would be a bet. But what about Denis Solomona? 4 tries at the Magic weekend for him. 10-11 for him to score anytime for Castleford. I think that is an absolute must play tomorrow night if you're having a bet on the Super League. And then looking at the games as they tick over to Sunday, I know we've not priced these up yet, but Leeds at Wakefield. Wakefield really struggling. I know Leeds are going to be missing a few forwards, but I think that'll mean that they'll run the ball a lot more. Be looking to get on Leeds in any way that you can. And it'd be interesting with Salford there at Saints on Friday night. 9-2 to win the game. And to me, they're going to get Rangi Chase back, who's been banned for 7 weeks. But they, at the Magic Weekend, looked an absolute shambles. An absolute shambles. And St Helens humbled Salford. And they put 50 on them in the second game of the season. I think Saints could be in the mood to play ball again tomorrow. -16 at 10-11 on St Helens looks to me a fantastic bet.
Yeah, I do like the look of that. Plus, if Rangi Chase, with him being out for so long, he could still be a little bit ring rusty, couldn't he? So,
yeah, and he's not the easiest player for the team to play around anyway, because no one ever knows quite what he's going to do. And I just think Salford, to me, are a sinking ship badly, sinking very, very quickly. You know, they're one of the teams that what this marquee signing rule brought in. They've got marquee signings in the team. They're not doing anything. So I'll be opposing Salford at every turn possible at the minute. You can't see when they're going to win another game.
Yeah. One we haven't mentioned, we might as well mention that as well. It's not priced up, but Huddersfield against Wigan, would you have an opinion there?
Yeah, I think this will be really tight, really tight. Huddersfield are going to be without Brett Ferris, who did his knee last week and will be out for at least a month, Paul Anderson told me yesterday. Wigan surprised everyone, surprised me by beating Leeds. Cost me a fair few quid last weekend as well, that, by the way. But what I would say, as bad as Leeds were, they had a lot of chances and maybe should have still won that game. Wigan scored 3 long-range tries. Really good battles with Huddersfield in recent years. Huddersfield have got a good record against Wigan. But I'm always wary at Super League level of backing a team that have had a magnificent performance the week before. And Wigan had a magnificent performance to beat Leeds. I don't think they're good enough to back that up. So I'll take Huddersfield when that comes live. I think Huddersfield didn't play particularly well against Catalan, but still managed to nick a point out of nothing. So I'd be tempted to go with Huddersfield Giants in that one.
Best bet of the weekend?
Best bet of the weekend would be about Patrick Arvan, even money to score tonight against Hull. I think that's a cracking bet. I'd be playing that one. I'm going to go for Ben Curry anytime tomorrow at 2-1 in the game against Catalan. I think I do like those two bets. But if you ask me for an outright pick, I'll be back in Castleford at Hull KR with 2-star. I think that's a great one. I think that game could be the first of many where we see teams start to get knocked out of the race for the top eight. I think Hull KR, it's must win for them. I think Castleford beat them.
Superb. Thank you very much, Mark. Good luck and enjoy it this weekend.
Will do, mate. Speak to you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.